101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Happy Friday. Welcome to Friday Kickback. We are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fames. 833-212-1017. What's going inside of your Black Household Hall of Fame? For me, it's the plastic on the couch. It is Tony from Philly called and said the dishes that's on the living room table, that dining room table that don't nobody utilize, right? The grocery store bag that you use as a garbage bag. Listen, to this day, I'm telling you, I don't care how much money I got. Yes, I have garbage bags, but I am using them grocery store bags, baby. You better believe it. We've also talked about before going to break the greatest TV era when it comes to Black sitcoms. We moved into the 90s. We were talking about the 70s, Good Time, Sanford and Son, the 80s, Different World, and Golden Girls. The 90s hit different, though. And out of all of the 90s sitcom shows, my favorite is dun-dun-dun-dun, roll the clip, Z.
You're going to break up with me because of what I do on the radio?
No, because of what you do to me on the radio.
Damn it, Gina. Now I'm mad. You don't get it, dude. This is childish, Gina. That's all right. You gonna leave, right? I'm a man, Gina. I'm a B.I. Right. This is childish. I want you out. I don't even know why you're still here. Step. Step.
Listen. That is one of my favorite episodes, the most hilarious episodes. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about the Friday Kickback today, man. We had a long work week, some great conversations, but we're having some fun today, y'all. What is the greatest TV era sitcom when it comes to Black sitcoms, right? We moved into the 90s, and for me, again, it's Martin. The way that he improvised, the punchlines, the cast, the different roles that he played from Shanae to Roscoe, Dragonfly Z. Listen, unmatched. You better believe it. 2000s. The 2000s, you got Girlfriends, The Parkers, 101, The Game, My Wife and Kids. You know what? Hold on now. Yeah, 101. Yes, absolutely. I am forgetting something in the 90s. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. And LL Cool J had a sitcom too. But Hanging with Mr. Cooper and Sister Sister. Smart Guy. Boy, we had a lot. 2000s. I love 101. I love The Game too. But My Wife and Kids. Man, listen. My Wife and Kids most definitely takes the cake for me. Damon Wayans is a genius. He is a genius by far. I think as we move into the 2000s, those sitcoms started to change a little bit. We started to see more of the Law and Orders and CIS and, all of that stuff. I'm laughing because every time I think about Law and Order, I think about Mike Epps when he was talking about Ice-T, how he only has one line. He said they didn't cut Ice-T ponytail in his lines. And if you grew up watching Law and Order, you know exactly what I mean, right? That most definitely was a prominent TV show in the 90s. What's the other? New York Undercover. New York Undercover was a huge TV show as well. That was a TV show that actually, I think that show and Martin and Brandy really tapped into the hip hop culture. So that's what I miss about TV now. And the reason why I'm bringing up these things, the Black Household Hall of Fame, as well as the sitcoms, is because with so much happening in our lives, man, sometimes we just need to take it back to the basics. Sometimes we need a reminder of how great life is. You know, travel down memory lane. If you have free time this weekend, you know, get with your cousins or get with your homegirls and binge watch some 90s TV shows or some, you know, whatever your favorite sitcoms are. But these are happy moments for a lot of people. These are happy spaces for a lot of people. When you sit back and think about how much we've grown, through entertainment, the things that we've seen, the things we've seen come and go, I'm just grateful to have been around because it is part of the Black culture. You know, a lot of back then in the 90s and 2000s, even in the 80s, but mainly the 90s and 2000s, a lot of sitcoms incorporated culture with fashion and with the entertainment industry. And that's something that we don't see, you know, as often anymore. Obviously, you have like reality TV shows with hip hop entertainers, but it was a difference when you watch Martin, right? He will have Jodeci on there. Now, that was a funny episode. He will have Jodeci on there, or he'll have you know, Biggie Smalls or somebody. When you watch Living Single, right? You're looking at the fashion, right? And not to mention Queen Latifah is actually, you know, the person who produced that that sitcom and TV series, and she is the person who was singing on the intro of the song. But you're watching these shows. Will Smith, he had probably every pair of Jordans. Every time you watch Fresh Prince, he was real life fresh in real life. Like, he was fitted. It was a statement. When you watch A Different World, they are repping HBCU gear, attire. They have on HBCU hoodies, HBCU merch, whatever the cool style was back then when it comes to the hat and the glasses. It all was about the Black culture. It all was about enhancing and supporting the Black culture. And this is something that we're not seeing. This is something that our babies are not getting the chance to experience. They have yet to experience, you know, things like that. They don't even have TV shows like A Different World and Martin and Sanford and Son anymore. Yeah, I feel sorry for this generation. They missed out on some good times. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. What are some things that you consider to be a part of your Black Household Hall of Fame? The butter cookie tin full of the sewing supplies. I know somebody listening. I know your mama got that. I know somebody mama got that right now up in her junk drawer. Oh, there we go. The junk drawer. Every Black person has a junk drawer. And here's the thing. Don't judge me. Don't judge none of us because it happens on accident. We literally do not plan to have a junk drawer. Typically, it's in the kitchen, right? It's just a drawer where random stuff go. We don't want to throw it away because we don't know what it belongs to. And we don't necessarily need it either. But in the event we do, just go look in the junk drawer. You got old medical cards. You got pencils. You got safety pins. You got cords that go to a VCR and DVD from 2002. It's all tools and screwdriver. Oh my, the Popeyes honey packs. Ketchup packets. The hot sauce packets. Oh my gosh. Everything goes in that junk drawer. That most definitely qualifies. That might actually be the winner. That most definitely qualifies to be a part of the Black Household Hall of Fame. You cannot forget the fan in the window. Till this day, guys, I don't care if the AC is on. I have to have a fan in the window. It's something about that fresh air. It's something about the sound that it makes. I don't know why I'm like this, but bruh, that's a part of the Black Household Hall of Fame as well. That plastic on the couch, on a hot summer day. Oh, my gosh. Listen, your butt and your thighs just sticking to the seat. That is a part of the Black Household Hall of Fame. Our good brother Tony from Philly called in and said the dishes sitting on the dining room table. Every time you walk in the dining room, it's just dishes there like you're prepping for someone to come over and ain't nobody coming over. It's just there collecting dust. No one ever used it for holidays, for a celebration. It's just there. That giant wooden fork and spoon hanging on that wall in that kitchen. Somebody grandmama got that as decorations. I don't know why, but it's a part of the Black Household Hall of Fame. Shout out to my cousin, Marty Grays. He said the country crock butter container. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The country. Listen, you go in there thinking that you're getting some butter. It's going to be some greens and some neck bones whatever leftovers you had from yesterday is going in that country crock butter container. Abstract Nora says The Simpsons. Absolutely. My brother and me and everybody hates Chris. Yes, indeed. We got a caller on the line. Will, are you there?
Absolutely. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for tapping in with us.
Hey, I had to just tap in real quick. I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to keep it pushing. You knew you was in a real black household when you had the Supreme Bean Pie up in that piece.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
the
indeed.
Bean Pie.
Yes.
The Bean Pie, my brother. That right there, hey, you knew you was in a real black house when you had that bean pie.
You know what? I got some bean pies right now in my refrigerator. Shout out to Brother Duncan.
Come on now.
Talk
about them. Yes. Talk about them.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for tapping in with us, Will.
No doubt. Peace.
Peace. Yes. I have bean pies in my house as we speak. Shout out to Brother Duncan. He always come through. Let's see. Church fans randomly throughout the house. Robert Land said, church fans randomly throughout the house. Oh, my gosh. You had to be there. If you don't know what he's talking about the paper fans that you get from church that got the church name on it.
Oh, with like a little popsicle stick on the end?
With the popsicle stick on the end. They're just randomly laying around the house. Now that we're older, we know it's not random because Big Mama didn't have AC. She didn't have central air. You just had to pick up something. You had to just sit down under that fan with that hot air or grab one of them church fans over there and go on and sit down. GB says the deep freezer. Yeah, right there in the hallway. Just in the hallway. Just in the way. Just a big-ass deep freezer right outside your kitchen door.
Bruh.
Come on now. Y'all know what time it is. We're talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. What on your list goes inside of Black Household Hall of Fame? I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler.
Walk you to the elevator. It's just over here, but so much stuff happens in between there. You know, all types of craziness. And I want to make sure that you get to your room okay. All right, now. Going up now. All right, now. And if you need anything, you know, like ice or whatever like that, or, you know, chocolates on your pillow or just
Jamie?
Something chocolate on your... What?
What is wrong with you? Do you have to hit on all the guests?
Well, well, well. Is somebody green?
No.
Don't worry about it, girl. I got enough flirting to go around for you. Let's bust it. Come on now. Don't you worry about a thing, girl. I see the love in your eyeballs.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, man, it's Friday kickback, man. We've had a long work week. We've had some amazing interviews and had some amazing conversations, but we're turning up today, y'all. Going into the weekend, we need a little bit of fun. So before we went to break, I was asking y'all, what is on your list of Black Household Hall of Fame? The brother in Philly said, hey, man, listen, the dishes on the dining room table that nobody is using, the family Bible that sits that no one can touch. How about that mystery bag of cords? You ever went to your mama house or your grandma house and they just got a whole bunch of cords that don't go to nothing? Why do you have a cord from Radio Shack, man? It's 2026. What about the plastic on the furniture? My cousin Marty said the country crock butter container. Oh, I feel that wholeheartedly. That's for, how about the spaghetti that's been in there for 3 days in them containers? I have one for y'all though. This one is probably the blackest of the blackest when it comes to the Black Household Hall of Fame. The Crown Royal bag. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. That velvet purple Crown Royal bag that your mama used for a change. I'm gonna tell y'all how dysfunctional this is, right? How black this is. I never knew until I became an adult that bag was a bag for liquor. That was my hair bow bag.
Bruh.
My mama used the purple Crown Royal velvet bag to put my hair bows inside of it in her change as well. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know. The Ramen Noodles, Jaden Angel said the Ramen Noodles chicken and beef. Bruh. Oh, Robert Land says the reused grease in a can on the side of the stove. Oh my gosh. Listen, don't you pour that grease out. I only fried that chicken in there one time. I need to use that grease again.
Yeah, like using the bacon grease?
Yes, I need to use that. Don't you touch my grease. Go on and leave my grease alone. Robert Lance also said the church fans randomly throughout the entire house. You go to somebody's house, it's just a whole bunch of church fans everywhere. We also talked about the greatest era of TV sitcoms in the 70s. You had Good Times, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, What's Happening. The 80s, you had A Different World, 227, Amen, Golden Girls, Rock. Y'all remember Rock? The 90s, you had MASH, Matlock, Murder, She Wrote, Cheers, In the Heat of a Night, Martin, Fresh Prince, Living Single, Family Matters, Mama's House, The Nanny, Jamie Foxx, Moesha, Sister Sister, Wayne's Brothers. 2000s, you got Girlfriends, The Parkers, One-on-One, The Game, My Wife and Kids. Listen, it's so many different TV shows throughout the decades that has impacted our culture. Back to the Black Household Hall of Fame, Robert Land says, definitely an elephant or a giraffe statue painted standing somewhere. Absolutely is. And if you grew up in a household where your peoples had, you know, a little style, they had the porcelain doll faces hanging on the wall, right? They had the jaguar statue table. Yeah, the black one, the black jaguar statue table. Do not be running in that living room and run into that black jaguar statue table.
It was
baby,
normally in the living room where you couldn't go in anyways.
You're going to mess up your toe. You know how many times I didn't hit my pinky toe on a curio cabinet or that black jaguar statue table? Man, listen. Oh, my gosh. The floor TV that you got to walk up and change the channel on. You do not have a remote. You just got to walk up to it, and you got to put the aluminum foil on the antenna so that you can get the channels, right? This is another Black Household Hall of Fame. This might go down in history. The cable. How many of y'all didn't pay somebody back in the day to go hook your cable? Allegedly. How many of y'all didn't pay somebody to go back there to mess with them wires in the alley and connect your cable, right? Come on, man. If you know, you know. If you're from the hood, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mama ain't got no money for no cable, but she knows somebody she could pay $30 to hook it up. You better believe it. The TV shows, Abstract says, MASH is actually a 70s show. It just ran for years. You're correct. Yep, you are absolutely right. MASH is a show for the 70s. When MASH came on, that's when I knew I wasn't supposed to be woke. Whenever I would hear that helicopter, I knew it was not time. I was supposed to have my butt in bed, right? I remember staying up late watching Cheers with my mom, watching In the Heat of the Night. And I still watch In the Heat of the Night to this day. What about Days of Our Lives? What about the what do you call them? Soap operas, right? Now you have reality TV. That's the new soap operas. But growing up, we had Days of Our Lives. You had Murder, She Wrote, right? Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer. Remember Sally? All of these talk shows. Donahue. There was so many different TV shows back then. New York Undercover, most definitely, by far, one of my favorite TV shows. And again, for those who are just joining us, we're talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. The reason being is, man, listen, it's a lot going on in this world. We've had a long work week. We've been through a lot. We had some interesting conversations this week as well, but sometimes we just need a reminder to live. Sometimes we need a reminder of how to take it back to the basics, a happy place, right? Do you remember walking into your grandma's house as a child on a Sunday after church and you can smell the aroma of her cooking. It's some type of food, some beans, some rice, some cornbread, some neck bones, some roast, something, right? You smell the aroma of the food. There's the plastic on the couch. There's the TV, floor TV model. She's playing her TV shows. You outside playing jacks, outside playing hopscotch. You know, you got your fake money, your bubblegum cigarettes. Listen, they didn't gave us everything that we did not need as a child. Run around here, wonder why we run around here smoking. We was smoking bubblegum cigarettes. Lord have mercy. But yes, just remembering that feeling of walking into the house or coming home from school, rushing home from school, because we didn't have the TV guide we had was on the TV. You had to go to the TV guide channel to see what was coming on, or you had to get a red book or the blue book, but specifically the red book from the corner store so that you can pay attention to whatever TV shows was coming on. There was no way to go back and watch it. Once the TV show came on, it was on. So you knew that at this time, hey, I got to hurry up, make it home. I can't really be outside too long because at this time on a Tuesday, man, my TV show coming on and I can't miss it. Shout out to Jasmine West. What's up, Jazz? Jazz says, I got the DVD box set of Murder, She Wrote. The fact that you have the DVD box sets means that you have a DVD, Jazz. You got a DVD player. Bruh. It's okay. You know, it's okay. My mama still got a VCR. This lady has a storage full of VCR tapes. Every movie you can think of that came out in the 90s. The Mummy. All of these old TV shows. Losing Isaiah. She got them on VCR. Playing Cans. Yes. Shout out to Jada. Jade Angels. Listen, I call that the Ghetto Olympics. The Ghetto Olympics is cans, is street football, is racing, all of that. Flipping on the mattresses in the field. All of that is the Ghetto Olympics, right? Y'all remember going outside until the street lights come on? You're going outside, hey, I want to play tag. I want to play cans. I'm about to go flip on these mattresses for the boys, right? Used to make up stuff. We used to go outside and play with bugs, right? Catching grasshoppers, catching bees, catching worms. Like you did not want to sit in the house. I was mad when I had to go in the house, right? Even when the streetlight came on. Can we just at least sit on the porch? No, you can't get these kids outside. Shout out to Alpha Madi. Madi said eating cereal out of a cake bowl. Why every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen? Eating up all the meat, all the hog bar.
Huh?
I want some pig feet.
Huh?
He said eating the cereal. Listen, eating the cereal out the cake bowl. I tried to told you. Marty said he has plenty of VHS tape. What you say? You ain't, I know that's right, Z. Double Dutch. Yes, Jazz. Jumping Double Dutch. That is an art that we have to bring back. Oh my gosh. It was.
Is Jump Rope for Hearts still a thing?
I think so. I believe. Yep. She just said Jump Rope for Hearts. Yep. I believe they still have it. I'm not sure how active. But that's something that we need to bring back. That's something that we have to show the youth, man. It was nothing like a good old jump rope contest, man. You better learn how to turn and you bet not skip the rope. If you skip the rope or it's a lump in a rope, it's going to be a lump in your head. When we come back, we are talking more about the Black Household Hall of Fame and which era had the best TV sitcoms. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Please make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media at 101.7 The Truth, as well as The Jazzy Effect. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth for almost 100 years. They've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. Your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. And if you are a part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, America. Listen, if you are joining us, today is Friday Kickback. It's something we are doing a little different, primarily because it's been a long week, man. Listen, it's been a long week. Last week I was sick. I was pushing through it. This week we had some amazing interviews and topics. But today it's time to kick back and enjoy this weekend. We are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. And let me tell you, this list is long, long, long. The grocery store bags, it's garbage bags, right? The plastic that's on that furniture. We're talking about the butter container that you put the leftovers in, all of that. Jada said the mosquitoes tore your tail up staying out all night. Man, listen, let's take a back down. Let's take a walk down memory lane. All right. It's Sunday. You're walking into your grandma's house or your house. Got your church clothes on. You smell some beans on the stove, some rice, some type of meat, some neck bone, something. It's just an aroma in the air. Your auntie got on white diamonds. She stopped over to get a plate. Hey, baby, she got the white diamonds on and a roller set with her church dress and her slip and them stockings, right? Go upstairs, change your clothes, eat, go outside, playing outside, catching crickets and playing jacks, going to the park, riding bikes, playing cans and throwing a football in the middle of the street. If it's a hot day, they're going to crack over that fire hydrant, right? Out there until the street lights come on. Y'all remember walking in and like you said in the chat, the mosquitoes. Man, listen. Oh my gosh. You don't even pay attention how badly you've been bitten by the mosquitoes until it's time to go to bed and you itching like you got the daggone chicken pox. I could not stand it. The Miss Mary Mac hand games, the jumping double dutch, the playing tag, right? You are it. Tag. Some of y'all was playing high, go get it. Some of y'all was not playing hide and seek. Y'all was playing high, go get it with your fast tail. Meet me over here. I'm going to sneak and kiss, sneak and give you a kiss on the cheek. Oh, man. Marty said, dodgeball. Yes, indeed. That pineapple upside down cake. Ooh-wee. Oh, my gosh. The Flintstone orange cream pops. Do y'all remember walking to the corner store? Do y'all remember walking to the corner store with either money or the food stamp? Remember the booklet, the food stamp booklet? You had to rip the dollars out, the paper out, go get you a 25-cent bag of chips, a Wildwood, a Flintstone push-up pop. They had the long popsicles in the big freezer. Almond Joys and score bars. Come on, that orange slices and cherry rounds. The bubble gum that came like cigarettes. Listen, Double Dutch. The candles. They said the candles when the storm went out. Man, I miss these days, y'all. I do. It's nothing like going back down memory lane. And I really, really feel bad for this generation because they have been deprived. They don't know what it feels like to run home from school to watch a favorite TV show. Again, it doesn't replay. It does not replay. You have to make it on time. If you are joining us, we are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. What goes in there? The butter cookie tin full of sewing supplies. You got needles, thread in there. You got the grocery store bags as garbage bags. The living room that can't nobody sit in. That giant wooden fork and spoon decoration hanging on the kitchen wall. The candy dish that nobody can touch. That mystery bag of cords that goes to DVDs and stuff from Radio Shack. And Radio Shack don't even exist no more. And the purple Crown Royal bag. The velvet one. We all know about that. The white stocking with the red hearts on them. Payless Shoe Stores. KB Toys. Right? Sam Goody. A Discman. You got Capitol Court. Northridge Mall. We used to catch the Metro Lincoln and 23 to Northridge every weekend. Shout out to my big cousin, Jazz, Big Jazz. Listen, there was no technology. We did not have cell phones. If you had a cell phone, it was the big one. By the time cell phones did come out in the 90s, where it was like super popular, y'all know what I'm talking about, the Nokia phone with the wood grain. The little Nokia phone, you had the game called Snake on there. Remember having to text somebody? You got to type the number so many times just to get the word out. Ringtones, minutes not being free until after 7 o'clock p.m. Then Sprint moved it up to from 9 to 7 and free on the weekends, right? Don't call me before 7 o'clock because I'm going to run out of minutes. I can't talk to you. The smell from the Wilson's Leather Store. Yes, indeed, Jasmine. Yonkers. JCPenney's Boston Store. Abstract said, I think World Market sell some of those old school candies. So I grew up on 14th of Burleigh. We had the Penny Candy Store on 14th and Concordia. If you grew up in that area, you know exactly what I'm referring to. For the kids that's listening, Penny Candy Store is literally what I just said. You can go and get any type of candy you want for a penny, right? The Fruities, you know, the way that we was talking about the candies earlier, the caramel candies. One candy I just cannot stand is the black licorice. I cannot stand black licorice, black jelly beans, none of that kind of stuff. Collect calls and fitting in a quick message. Listen, back in the day, for those who are younger and don't know what house phones are, back in the day, we had Ameritech and Bell South, all right? And you had, depending on who house you was at, my mama, she had the house phone that had the long extension cord. So we can go all the way outside on the porch with this phone because we ain't had no money for no cordless phone yet. If you had a cordless phone, and your cordless phone had a caller ID, you was balling. You had some money. Otherwise, you just had the phone that you just pick up, and then it had the numbers on there. And you had to connect the Ameritech or Bell South little caller ID to it in order to see who's calling. But before that, you had to press *69. The only way you would know someone who, if you missed a call and you needed to know who it was, you had to press *69. Press *69. If you didn't want to talk to somebody or want them to know that you were calling, you had to press *67. See, they do a lot of the beef on the internet and texting. We called people on three-way. Wasn't on mute on the phone. Hey, I heard so-and-so don't like me. Call her on three-way. But press *67. I don't want them to know that I'm calling. Buddy Squirrel. Yes, Buddy Squirrel was right here in the Third Street Market when it was the Grand Avenue Mall, and they had them chocolate-covered pecans. Oh, my gosh. And the cheese popcorn. Oh, my gosh. That just brought back so many different memories. Buddy Squirrel, yes. Yes, indeed, Mighty Buddy Squirrel was it. The rotary phones. Yep. The rotary. And now, I'm not that old, but, again, my parents are old. And somebody just text me this movie. And if you from this generation, you know what I mean when I say Mother Dearest. I was was scared of that movie as a child. That lady was so mean. That was like watching Mother Dearest and Misery. Oh my gosh. Those ladies used to freak me out as a child. I was so scared. The Yellow Pages. Woo! Do y'all remember Yellow and White Pages being delivered to your front door with the newspaper? You walk outside and the Yellow Pages is right there. It has all of the businesses in this city information. The White Pages had everybody number and address in it. So if you want to know where somebody live or if you need their telephone number, all you got to do is pull out the White Pages and look it up. And this is an era where everybody was known by their first and last name, right? Oh, that's so-and-so daughter. Everybody was known by their first and last name. Abstract said, speaking of North Ridge, on the weekend, me and my cousins would go. I go to the Grand first, then take the Metro Link, yep, to North Ridge, hang out, then end our day at the Budget Movies. The Budget Movies on Good Hope. Remember Johnson's Park. So for those who was not around back then or wasn't born, there was a movie theater on 76 and Good Hope or Mill Road, one of the other. And Johnson's Park as well. Johnson's Park was a theme park. So you were able to play miniature golf, all of that kind of stuff. It's not there anymore. It's not there, but that brings back a lot of memories. We are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. We are talking about Black culture. We are talking about the 90s, the 80s, the 70s sitcoms. I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. What belongs in your Black Household Hall of Fame? We got to go to break. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Hello, Social Security. This is Fred Sanford. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period, speaking. Yeah, I applied for Social Security, and what I want to know is, how much will I be getting every month? Yeah, I'll wait. Sanford. If I was you, I'd go on down to the diner and get some breakfast, because this kitchen is closed due to retirement. Hello? Yeah, you find it? How much? How come? How you want your egg?
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. If you are joining us, hey, listen, it's been a long work week. We've had some amazing interviews and conversations this week, but it's time to kick back. The Friday kickback, man. Let's go into the weekend having some fun. So we are talking about the Black Household Hollywood Fame, right? What items belong in there? We've listed so many. We've talked about sitcoms. We've talked about just the culture back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Shout out to the chat. Babar says, the bowling alley was on 76th and Flores. Now it's a warehouse. People don't realize it, but Northside and Milwaukee had everything. Bowling alleys, arcades, shopping, movies, malls, anything you can think of. Yes. Like, we literally used to catch the 23 and Metrolink out there. You would go to North Ridge Mall. You can go to the Budget Movie Theater or Mill Row Movie Theater. You can go to Johnson's Park. You can go to the bowling alley, the drive-in. Oh, my gosh. Do y'all remember the drive-in movie theater? I don't even think we have a drive-in movie theater anymore. You pull up, turn it up on your radio, and you can watch the movie from your car. Today's kids would be like, what is that? Babar says, now we got two sitcoms right across the street from each other, no grocery stores, and a bunch of fish shops. Listen, what up, Riri? Shout out to my best friend, Sharika. She said, Ponderosa. We used to steal the chicken wings. Ponderosa. Y'all remember Ponderosa right there on Burleigh and Mayfield Road? It used to be, if I'm not mistaken, where McDonald's is or the At Home. But they had by far the best fried chicken. Ponderosa, hands down, was the best buffet place, period. If I'm not mistaken, the only one they have left is in the Wisconsin Dells. Man, we might have to take a trip up there, go visit Ponderosa. Jasmine Jazz West says the high wire beer at the Grand Avenue Mall and the singing Christmas bears during the winter holidays. Oh my gosh. I remember walking into this place, seeing the singing Christmas bears. They used to have, you know, obviously Santa come down here, all of that stuff too. Listen, Marty says, good time show aired in Chirac, then Hollywood. McDonald's had the two for $2.22. Y'all remember that? The two, they can bring that back. Just don't bring back that McRib, okay? I don't know who decided to create the McRib, but we don't want it back. We do not want that back whatsoever. Y'all, let's talk about the cars, man. What kind of cars y'all remember from back in the day, right? When we was in, my favorite car of all time is the Monte Carlos with the T-top. And I love me an Impala SS with the pipes. Oh, my gosh. You had, remember the cars used to have, you had to roll the windows down manually, right? That's why some of y'all got that strong arm. Some of y'all got that strong right arm for other reasons, but because you had to manually roll down that window. You had ashtrays built inside of the car, right? You had the velvet seats. You had the the cigarette lighter. Man, times has changed. 8-tracks and CD players in the car. They don't even make CD players in the cars anymore. Remember, you had to snatch out face? If you was really bumping and you was really popping and you was pee water and you had that system, you had to snatch out. You had to snatch out face. You had the sounds in the back. You had the Cadillac, right? You had the rims. Them ain't 20s, them 10s, but I keep them clean. Listen, it was a time. Babar says, pause. Babar said, I still rolled my window down, pause. Listen, station wagons with the wood panels. I don't even think that they make station wagons anymore. My mom used to have a friend that would pick us up from school in that station wagon, man. I used to be so embarrassed, like, who? Don't nobody want to ride to school in a station wagon, man. No, everybody piled up. This is one memory that I do remember. Waking my cousin, my aunt Cher, waking me and my cousins, Mercedes and Gio, up about 9 o'clock at night. And we all pile up in a car to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Man, I was talking about surprised the heck out of us. It was, that's when Chucky was had a little weight on him. I think Chucky smoking crack because Chucky is skinny. I don't even take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese because it went downhill, but he looked like he on dope in Al voice. He on dope. Something wrong with him. But those type of memories, just waking up, you know, going outside. Remember the summertime, you couldn't wait. I used to wake up at 8 o'clock during summer break. When I was a kid, 8 o'clock, I'm getting dressed, I'm eating, and I'm going right outside to play with my friends. We outside from 9 a.m. until the street lights come on. 9 a.m. until the street lights. Contemporary Jazz Station 93.3. My stepfather, rest his soul, Jimmy Lee Smith, that man used to keep his radio on 93.3. And that's one of the reasons why I love jazz music to this day. That was one of my favorite radio stations growing up. Oh, my gosh. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Marty says, Jazzy, I still got to face a CD player in the van. Cadillac has a station wagon, 80K miles on it. Remember the vans that had the beds in the back with the blinds? I might have to go invest in one of those, right? I might have to go invest in one of those. Now, one of the things that this generation don't know about either is the early 2000s, the late 90s, when everybody, you know, was starting to get dial-up internet. You can afford a computer. And the first thing we had, it wasn't really Google or Gmail. It was Yahoo. AOL. AOL. AOL, right? You had to, you didn't have GPS.
You've got mail.
Yes. You had to, you had dial up internet. If you wanted to, so in high school, I used to write, I used to have the, they didn't have a name. He wasn't a producer or DJ. He just used to make mix CDs. You come to school, write down a list of all the songs you want, and he'd mix it and put it on a CD for you. But he had to use LimeWire or something else in order to download the music. You got to sit there with the dial-up, wait on it to dial up. The internet moves slow. Then you got to use LimeWire in order to download the music. Talk about a tedious process, okay? Talk about a tedious process. Having that fresh outfit on the bed the night before the first day of school. Oh, that feeling. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him tomorrow. I promise you, you do your hair in the mirror, iron your clothes, lay him on the bed. You really wake up tired because you be out all night, up all night. You're so excited, right? So excited to get up and go to school the next day. Lay your outfit out. Man, I'm going to kill him tomorrow. I promise I'm going to be fresh. Then after the first week of school, you back in the same clothes you had on last year.
But when you get to school, how are you showing it off?
Man, listen. They used to, so back in the day, we used to wear, my generation, we used to wear Jordans, but we had Dookies, Reeboks, Sacconis, all of that kind of stuff. And this is when I was in high school, this is the era of, this is 2000, 2001, 2002, the era of the oversized clothes. So all of the guys had on Jabos and oversized jeans and 3X t-shirts. Nobody was wearing belts, nothing like that. Everybody had on headbands. We wore jersey dresses with some K-Swiss or some Reeboks. I might have had a couple pair of female Jabos too. But you didn't do too much, man. You just put your clothes on. It was more so about the accessories, right? It was about matching.
But you didn't go up to, like, the pencil sharpener for no reason? Just to sharpen your pencil just to show it off?
Listen, you going to skip class for sure. We going to class late. If I'm going to school looking good, I'm going to class late because I got to walk past that boy I like. I want him to see me. I want him to see what I got on today. Okay? I'm matching. I got on a red shirt and some white pants with some red shoes and a red belt. And I got my ponytail. Bruh. That's a fan. Or an updo. The horseshoe. Right? French roll with the finger waves. Come on, man. Is he like, I don't know. I don't know. Marty said I had an Oldsmobile Station 1985 Chrysler custom van with the bed in the back. Yes. I think I want a van. I think I want to get a van, and I want to trick it out. I want to trick it out. Somebody call Exhibit. I need him to pimp my ride. Jazz said, old school MPS lunches, mock chicken legs, them chicken sandwiches and tacos. Listen, the mock chicken legs, I have to tell you, oh, my gosh. Mock chicken legs with the mashed potatoes and gravy, the peanut butter bars. The peanut butter bars and the chicken sandwiches. Listen, certain things you just cannot touch. You cannot touch my mock chicken legs and you cannot touch my chicken sandwich at school. We're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem. But Bar said, I saw you, but I wasn't bothered. Listen, hold on. First of all, let me tell you something, Babar, okay? Because if you seen me, you was bothered. If you seen me looking fly, you was bothered for sure. We got to go to break. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. When we come back, we will continue this conversation.